to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
When it comes to conquering things that are beyond conquerable, he proves that to be the opposite, that they are conquerable, they can be done. And more importantly, in the name of education and learning and experiencing and living through moments of awe, wonder, amazement, he is a global adventurer. He is a local icon in South Africa. We love him for his adventurous spirit and by nature, a man who you'd find at any given time of the day plotting the next big adventure. Ladies and gents, superstar Rian Mansa.
Hey, sure. Welcome, sir.
Sure. Well, no, that's the type of, listen, that's the type of introduction that will have your guests coming back forever and ever. Right?
Yes. I've known you for donkey's years, Rian, and every time that you and I have chatted, you're doing something new, you're busy, you can never sit still for 5 minutes. You can't, because your mind's going, your energy's going, you're contagious with both of those things. Books, the children's books, where do I even begin? Preparing the family for the next big adventure. Let's start at the beginning, at the very beginning. Let's start for those that don't know Rian Mansa and haven't heard your journey, haven't spoken about they've been under a rock and living in a cave. When did the drive kick in for you to want to pursue life outside of the norms of a box?
Yeah. Before I just start there, back in 2001, 2002, I've been up since like 2:30 this morning because I was so excited, like just with stuff. I've had a long day already, but it's been, you know, I used to take criticism, and sorry not to answer your question I used to take so much criticism as a kid growing up that I was just the naughty kid in class, and I was the one that people said was the troubled child. And sometimes we don't have skilled adults who can deal with kids with a little bit of a slightly different approach to things.
Yes.
I was too inquisitive. Mm. I was too energetic. And it was a problem growing up. And I mean, I've got two boys now, Ryan. We talk about the kids often. And we have such a responsibility as parents to harness the legend that's inside each other, because they're not going to be the same.
Yeah.
And luckily, school systems are moving away from it. You just having to score 90% in an exam to be incredible. So I celebrate now that I am different. And that celebration, I think, probably did start, to go to your question, and the answer to it is, I'd gone for a run in Newlands Forest, 2001. I'd finished running and endorphins flowing and feeling good about life. And like we do when we do exercise. Mm. So everybody that's listening now, they say, I get that feeling. The guys are at the CrossFit gym downstairs.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're getting it and they're feeling it. And I felt good. While I was sitting there, I said to myself, man, why do you have this nauseous feeling in the pit of your stomach? And it was that Sunday dread. And then I just realized, I think I was 27, 28 then, and I said to myself, wow, you think you're a tough guy. You can't make one decision that's only about you and your life, where you're going. And then I changed it into, in a nutshell, 20 seconds. I said to myself, come on, be brave. Show me you can be brave. Mm. And I made the decision to change my life. Ryan, I can't remember where you were at that time, but it was 2003.
Some station, somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. Not to dig anything, but the point was that 2003, I left the V&A Waterfront with like 5 people and a dog. It was embarrassing.
I remember. Mm.
I was so embarrassed, man. And then I came back and things changed because I backed myself.
Yeah.
But it's like everything. When you introduced it now, you talk about people that are trying to live lives. All of us, or everybody in the studio now.
Sure.
We just want to live a good life.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was trying to do 2002, 2003.
Anything uncomfortable for the human body that gets pushed to its limits and beyond, how do you control that with your mind? Well, a man who knows that all too well is with us on Smile FM today. Rian Mansa joins the Rian O'Connor Breakfast team this morning, talking about life as a dad, as a husband, as an adventurer, as an author of children's books, ladies and gentlemen, which my kids love. They've got the first one. They love it. It is so well illustrated. It is mind-blowingly good. Mm. And it's the whole thing is, you read this, and there's so much knowledge in these books for the kids. But it's all based on Rian's adventures. So it's like, I'm trying to explain to them, but I know the uncle that did this. And my kid's like, nah, dad.
No, you don't.
A good selling point there.
Yeah. They're like, nah, dad. We know your mate Binky.
Yeah.
We know Greg and Gavin and all that. But they don't do those things. I'll introduce you to the uncle that does all these things.
It's a range of bride. You show them the real person, the real deal.
Exactly. Rian, the book, success, a huge success. So much so, we got another one coming out.
Yeah, we lucky. I always say, and people think that's like saying hashtag blessed. Goodness gracious, that's not what I'm saying.
Sure.
We are lucky, eh? Things land on our lap sometimes. I drove past my good friend, a guy you know well too. I was training for the Cape Epic with my wife, and we were going up a massive monstrous hill in Somerset West, and down on the other side is this post bike, like an old real school 1912 postman's bike with the little kid in the front, blonde hair going all over the place.
Yeah.
And then I recognized the guy behind, and then I realized, shucks, it's Murray and Beth.
Yeah.
And then brakes, stopping across from me. And Murray says, hey, how you doing? We say, training. We sweaty. We want to get going. Beth shouts, you have to write books for children. And I said to Beth, of course. I promise I'll do it. Murray and I, less than a week later, we're sitting at a coffee shop in Somerset West, and then we started doing the book. And it's all from just that little coincidental passing. You don't make money out of books, especially South African authors, even if you sell well. So I was unmotivated at the least, and the luck of passing Murray motivated me for something else, and we came together. Now we're doing the second one, and the best-selling children's book in South Africa by not just a little, not a little country a mile, we're talking about a long way. And that's nothing to do with my skills, or well, possibly something to do with Murray's skills. He's probably listening,
Murray, listen. You're talking about an individual here whose talents are beyond what we could, what you and I could think about. He could put into and as a maestro into words and bring alive.
He's a wordsmith. So he's definitely he's also encapsulated. And you know, he's an outdoors guy, and we want to inspire children, and we want to make it easier for parents who could literally share a book story about a real uncle with their kids and motivate them to spend more time outdoors, and they do.
And you know, I'm thinking about that in just that passing of you and Murray up on some sort of, just how those two worlds of that are so polar apart yet so the same, because you share so many things that are similar, were connected in that passing that sparked this incredible, you know, journey for you, just in terms of your relationship with these books.
Ryan, you have to believe that dreams come true. You know, on my bicycle trip, I was still that cynical kid that came back after the circumnavigation of Africa, and then Carte Blanche shows the program on the Sunday night, and my phone's going crazy, going crazy, going crazy. I'm still cynical up to this moment. It's about 8:30 now, 8:45. My phone's still ringing, still ringing, still ringing. A friend takes my phone away, gives me another phone. And it's a guy from Carte Blanche saying, why are you not answering your phone? Mr. Nelson Mandela's just watched you on TV and he's asking if you can come meet with him. Wow. You're talking about you being cynical and you want to blame the rest of the world. Stop being this grumpy, dick-back person who believes the world's against you. Walk out here today, Ryan, and I challenge you. I don't know where you park your car. Probably in the VIP downstairs.
Outside
on the road. And I walk past, and I'm telling you, those miracles that happen with people you walk past, it is phenomenal. We had to go through, I'm a non-confrontational person. Yeah. I'd rather walk away and just let Ryan and I let it sizzle, and then we can deal with it later. We had to fire our first illustrator. And I had to do that. And it was like out of my personality. I didn't want to do it. And long story short, we found the guy that's doing the illustrations for the books right now. What a magician, eh? What a magician.
Listen, Martinez Fontier. Can tell you something, Martinez. You talk about talents coming together. Telling stories visually, Martinez nails it. Nails it, nails it, nails it. Everyone's excited. Messages coming through. Claire says, when is the book available? Got the first one. Kids love it. In actual fact, it's one of those books that once the family's read it, we've actually pushed it sideways to my sister's kids, who are now have now read it as well.
Cheapskate, Claire.
I know,
please.
Claire's asking, what's the time frame like for the next one?
Well, Murray's the guy who drives all this, but I have been under so much pressure this last week. I think they go to print literally on the, I think in 4 days' time.
Okay.
It literally
so
goes
available
to the
soon.
Print. Absolutely. No, it will be. I see that it's already been pre-ordered by many bookstores.
Yes.
So we've got pre-orders. And then Claire can actually go pre-order at a huge discount, which is pretty cool. I mean, online stuff is amazing.
Where?
You might get it.
Rihanna, get the WhatsApp group open and find where to do the pre-orders.
That is why
online.
Murray is in.
Murray is the guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a place called Graffiti Books already.
Okay,
so graffitibooks.co.za.
Nice.
And they have it available.
Rihanna, obviously people want to know some. I mean, we've read books as well. We've heard your encounters of some of life's toughest situations to be in. Can you share a story with us of maybe one of the toughest experiences that you've had to face out there in terms of the elements, the raw elements of one of your trips?
Yeah, I know you guys gave me a little bit of warning, but it just so many dangerous times that I've been in. But one that absolutely just jumped into my mind right now, literally. Dan Skinstead and I are trying to get around Iceland. No human beings had gone in a double kayak. Dan has cerebral palsy, shouldn't be paddling on a kayak where we were. The two of us on the 7-meter boat, and we had to do this crossing. It was the last day of us being able to. So because of the bad weather, we'd made it to a peninsula. It's in the area called the Fingers. It's the north westerly side of Iceland. If you look at a map, people, Icelanders don't live there. Here, these two South Africans, the worst winter of 63 years, want to paddle around there. We came back to this town for resupplies, and then there was one little ferry going and doing a drop for people, the people that come past maybe for diesel emergency drops.
Got you.
So they could only take us to one point, and literally, if I show you on the map where they tilted our kayak boat out there, me, a physically abled guy, jumping into freezing cold water, 2 degrees, 1 degrees water. Oof. Dan, a handicapped guy, also being shoveled into the water. The swirling of those wind were little, what do you call those little wind?
Yeah, those little, tornadoes almost.
Tornadoes lifting water up in front of us. And I honestly sat behind Dan and I just spoke encourage into him. And I didn't know how we were going to make it around the point. We had to go about 5 kilometers around the point. If you had to ask Dan one moment in that 6-month journey, our lives were at risk often. That day, I didn't know. And Dan thinks I was motivating him. I was motivating myself. I was just saying, Dan, to that next rock. Come on, Dan, to that next rock, to that next rock. Literally went from rock to rock, and then we went around the point. Now, I remember us both sitting on a beach. We turned around, it, waves were smashing. We just landed on a beach, and both of us just sat there. And in those moments, not one word. We just knew, my goodness, what the heck have we done?
Yeah.
That was literally both our lives, because the only craft out there was the one that wasn't willing to go any further. Two guys on a kayak.
Now, you'd think that you'd lived through enough over the last 20 years to say, well, let's continue to write kids' books, but from the safety and the comfort of a beautiful seaside cottage while you watch your kids grow up, and you've gone and your beautiful wife have decided, listen, we want to show our kids the world. And the best way to do it is take them with us and show them the world that they would never normally get to see. Well, that is if your parents aren't, you know, they don't include Rion Mansers or the Manser family. What are you guys doing next?
Yeah, we bought a sailboat about a year and a bit ago, and then it was a nice big decision. I sit over here with you, and it is easy for people listening just to think, it just happens for Rion Manser. It doesn't.
No.
We were in Mauritius. We sat, and I remember it was the last night. We were about to leave. I sat in a beautiful place up north, overlooking the ocean, some sailboats in front of us. And I said to Fusty, I always talk about this this motto that there is an ocean between saying and doing, and I'm not even living by it. I promise you, when I get back, I give myself 30 days to buy a boat. It was the night before the 30 days was up, and we're standing in our kitchen pressing that enter button for the EFT. I told my son, James, the older boy, we'd bought a sailboat. His answer or his question to me just told me we're doing everything right. He said to me, Dad, does that mean we one day will be able to eat Chinese noodles in China? And I said to him, that's exactly what the boat's going to do for our family. So, Ryan, it's scary, man. Tomorrow we launch it, Simonstown False Bay Yacht Club. It's not just that simple. It sounds simple because I've done this for 20 years, but I'm nervous, man. You know, we're nervous. It's another chapter in the Manser legacy.
Yeah.
And you, over the years, I've always told you this, and you know it's the truth.
Yes.
I'm still building. I'm trying to build that legacy.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit there, but I'm trying hard.
You're a lot there. A lot. And I know you'll never give up until you've got that massive foundation that says, this is what life is about, and this is the Manser way of doing things. And it's a legacy that you're teaching two beautiful young boys. It's a legacy that the rest of South Africa can look at and go, I don't have to go to that level, but in where I am, I can push beyond where I am now to make it better for me, for my family, to make it better for my work environment, to make it better for, you know, the possibilities there. And to go through it, you mentioned, you know, leaving a building and stopping for a second and embracing people on your way out to a destination instead of putting your head down and getting to the destination. Look at the journey as you as it goes and as it unfolds. And you've lived that life, and you're living that life, and you're an inspiration to so many people, myself included.
We're trying. Thanks, man.
You, Murray, the next book is on its way out for kids, ladies and gentlemen, and the incredible Rion Mance's journey officially kicks off with that unveiling of this amazing vessel tomorrow. And may it bring you and your family many, many happy adventures and stories that we can all live vicariously through.
Thanks. Please, if people are interested in following, we'd love for them just to go look on social media, just searching Rion Mancer. We'd love to put out some of those videos, the YouTube stuff, stuff that we haven't done over the years, but we will start doing. People can join us on the trip around the world. You don't have to buy the boat, and you don't have to climb on the boat. You can still join us around the world.
I love it. Rion Mancer, you're a superstar. Thanks
for joining
us.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.